Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joel Barker is our guest. He's a futurist extraordinaire. He's our foresight Sherpa in the brain for us. We couldn't do without him. Author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, including his most important one, as far as I'm concerned, Paradigms, the business of discovering the future. Also the video, don't forget that, joelbarker.com. Hey, Joel, you brought us several years ago, you introduced us to something that had literally just been discovered. It's hard to believe that in our age that there's anything new under the sun, especially something that was right under our nose. I mean, something that it wasn't like we uncovered something that nobody had ever heard of before, but this graphene discovery, I mean, graphene was all right. It was just right under their nose. All kinds of carbon, all the carbon stuff we've been trying to get rid of. Here's this graphene in the form of something so useful that we may be using it for centuries. What do you think?
It will dominate the 21st century, for sure.
Wow. Wow.
But also, Jim, it ties into my paradigm work. The reason we couldn't see it is we didn't know it existed, so we didn't know to look for it.
Right.
And that's the way paradigms work. Paradigms say, here's the game, here's what you do to see, you know, to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And our carbon paradigm didn't have us thinking about single atom thick materials.
Because so many people were assuming that we need to get rid of all carbon. While they were trying to get rid of all carbon, they didn't realize there actually was a beneficial one we should have been developing. That's a really important point.
Yes, and what's interesting now is how much capacity for development the graphene has, and that's why I pulled out this article because I put a headline up and said basically, here we go again. You know, I could do graphene every time we talk. I think there'll be a new graphene.
This is initially he introduced us to the graphene as an element itself, an one atom thick element. But now we're talking about 4 or 5 years later, we're talking about applications, in this case, a solar panel. Tell us about it.
By the way, would you believe it's 19 years later?
Wow.
Year 2000 was discovered by two Russians in England, and they were given the Nobel Prize like 3 years later.
Wow.
Really fast ramp for the Nobel Prize.
Yeah,
so it's almost two decades, and what's going on? So what have we discovered? We discovered another way to use graphene to harvest solar energy. And the thing that's interesting about the graphene is because of the nature that it's one atom thick, and it's very pure. You know, every carbon atom is connected to another carbon atom, and there are no holes in it, which you look for semiconductors.
Right.
And there's no impurities in it. This is pure graphene. It allows you to collect, it allows you to capture, convert, and move that electricity in an extremely efficient way to a capturing device. And so what we have now is a material that we could theoretically put on the outside of windows, which would absorb some of the wavelength, but would leave plenty of light to come through the windows. And all of a sudden, all those glass skyscrapers in our cities become solar collectors and stronger besides, because we also know that graphene is extremely strong. Even though this article doesn't talk about that, that is one of the other capacities that comes along with this thing.
And it doesn't have to be windows. It could be coating of any kind. It could be paint on the outside of siding or something, right?
Well, I'm not so sure it could be paint because you got to have the carbon atoms have to be without impurities. So I see. Putting a sheet of it on. You know, putting it on like wallpaper, if you think of that would probably be the closest image, would be putting it on like wallpaper. But, yes, you could put it on any
But it could be a clear coat. What color is graphene? Do we know? Is it black or is it clear? Have we seen it?
One atom thick, it's transparent.
So it could be a coating I mean, a covering on top. You can still have your architectural design underneath the transparency of the graphene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, folks, this is another.
Now you have all surfaces collecting energy, all of them.
Think about that, folks. The roof, the whole thing, and so now there's another thing that you've discovered, and this is basically a house that you can pull up with a truck, an 800 square foot house. So you pull up with a truck, and in 10 minutes it opens up and becomes a rectangular square shaped house. What if you could?
Yep.
What if you could, at the same time, make that with graphene and it becomes its own power plant, so to speak, within minutes?
I will go so far as to say it will happen. I just can't see them not doing it when it's so easy to do. For your listeners, now they're listening and they can't see this, but I'm going to send them to the site. It's called Tenfold, T-E-N-F-O-L-D, Engineering. If they Google Tenfold Engineering.
Go to YouTube and do put it in YouTube. You can also see it there.
YouTube can do it too. In fact, there's a lot of places, and they will see
videos.
A Verge innovation. And the Verge innovation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.